The General Data Protection Regulation, GDPR, was recently passed by the European Union, EU. It's a law on data protection and privacy for all persons within the EU and covers the export of personal data outside the EU. Information security consultant at Simtai Consulting Limited, Andrew Nooks, recently visited JIS Radio's Studio 58A, where he outlined to host Vaughan Davis the objectives of the GDPR and its implications for Jamaica. We bring you an excerpt of the interview.
GDPR, we've established that this means the General Data Protection Regulation, but what exactly is it and why should we in Jamaica care?
Well, as you said, it's a General Data Protection Regulation, but it has far-reaching effect for entities outside of the European Union. It's a European Union drafted regulation, but it seeks to protect the privacy of EU residents wherever their data may reside. Mm-hmm. So if you have an entity that processes data for persons residing in the European Union, then it becomes important for you. And what is significant are the fines associated with data breaches that may result in the compromise of persons' private data.
Okay. But what kind of data are we talking about here? What kind of data does GDPR relate to? To get more specific, are we talking about photos, videos, files, all of that? Because, you know, when it comes to IT, we feel like a disconnect because we feel like we might not understand. But, you know, In layman's terms, what are we really talking about here when it talks about data that needs to be protected?
It's relating to whatever can identify you. Your name, address, telephone number, mother's maiden name. And of recent, they have added a couple other parameters. The IP address that your cell phone carries. An IP address is that number that you are identified by on the internet. Mm-hmm. It also speaks about your political preference, your sexual orientation, biometric information, whether it be your thumbprint or it be your iris scan or anything that can be tied back to you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you mentioned a while ago that there are some serious fines involved in persons who don't necessarily comply. So what are the consequences for failing to comply with these GDPR regulations for countries like us outside who are trying to do business with persons in the EU?
The fines are very hefty, as I mentioned, and I think it goes up to 20 million euros. You can put that in the context of Jamaica. 20 million euros is no small feat for any Jamaican entity, or 4% of your global revenue. The global revenue, not just of your entity, but your parent entity. Okay. So if you are part of a larger organization, then it is the larger organization's revenue that they go after. And the whole point of making the fines so hefty is that they're more pushing for compliance rather than to penalize persons.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But it's important for persons to really understand what it is that they're asking for entities to do in order to protect persons' information.
So let me ask you this. Is this a real threat? I mean, we see these legislation passed and things like that, and you wonder, is this something that's really real, or is this something that, yeah, we should be aware of it, but by and large, it probably won't really end up affecting us?
The question you ask is the way how we approach, like, hurricanes.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
Is the hurricane going to hit? And, you know, so we sit back and we relax and we say, well, maybe it's going to come, you know, Blue Mountain's going to protect us again. So we don't need to pay any attention to that until the hurricane hits and then we're scrambling. It's too late. So we don't want entities to sit back and wait and to say, well, is this going to happen? At least we want persons to be aware that it is there.
Information security consultant at Simtai Consulting Limited, Andrew Nooks, in a recent interview with Vaughan Davis inside JIS Radio's Studio 58A. Catch the full interview on our YouTube channel at Jamaica Information Service /Studio 58A. Don't forget to subscribe, comment, and share.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.